Guided imagery can enhance the ability to communicate with the mind, body, and spirit, as well as with the greatest wisdom that we can access. Our first imagery experience accesses the inner advisor. Find a place to get comfortable where you can sit or lie down comfortably. Take a deep breath and allow your eyes to close. As they close, feel the stress and tension flowing out of your body through your arms and legs. As you inhale again, focus on any remaining stress or tension in your body. As you exhale, imagine yourself blowing all the stress from your body, as if you were blowing out candles on a birthday cake. Feel the tension draining from your head, through your neck and shoulders, through your back and torso, through your pelvis, legs and arms, and out your fingers and toes. As you relax, breathe comfortably in and out, allowing your attention to remain on your breath. The more comfortable you become, the more relaxed you are. As you relax, allow yourself to feel the weightlessness that you can sometimes feel before drifting off to sleep. Imagine that a warm, wonderful fog begins to envelop you. The fog is warm but not hot, and cool but not cold. It is perfectly safe, secure, and comforting in this fog. Feel yourself gently propelled forward through the fog into a clearing. As you come into the clearing, see before you the most beautiful place you've ever seen, whether real or imagined. Take in all the sights, sounds, and smells in this place. Allow all of your senses to experience the beauty and comfort of this place. Move comfortably here until you find a place to relax, whether you decide to sit or lie down. When you are able to sit or lie down, take a deep breath and imagine what it would be like if you could know how to improve your life and your relationship. Imagine if you could know yourself well enough to remove any obstacles to beginning your family. When you are ready, you can ask your inner advisor to join you in this beautiful place. The inner advisor is the wisest, most competent, and nurturing part of you. It may take any form it chooses. It may be a person, animal, shape, sound, or even a feeling. The inner advisor will come to you as soon as you invite it to do so. Don't worry if it takes a moment, or if what appears to you doesn't make sense. When your advisor appears, thank your advisor for coming to you. Invite your advisor to communicate with you in a way that will be easy for you to understand. This is an opportunity for you to ask questions that have not been answered yet. This is also an opportunity for your advisor to give you messages and instructions about how you might improve your life. Consider what questions you might like to ask. Some of the questions that may be helpful include: what do I need to do differently to improve my stress level? What have I not heard that I need to hear? What messages am I not attending to? How can I be more welcoming to my family and any souls that want to join us? What skills do I need to learn? As you are able, pose these questions and others you have to your advisor. Listen with your ears, eyes, mind, and spirit. Advisors do not always communicate verbally, but everyone has the ability to experience the answers provided by their advisor. When you feel satisfied with this first exchange with your advisor, thank your advisor for coming. Ask your advisor how you will be able to make contact again, and if there's homework that you may need to do before your next exchange. When your advisor is ready, he or she will exit. Take a deep breath and relax. Take in and consume all that you have heard and experienced here. When you are able, allow yourself to get to your feet and again move towards the fog at the edge of the clearing. As you enter the fog, feel again the comfort and security there. Allow yourself to be enveloped, feeling the relaxation blanket you. As we count back from 5 to 1, you will feel refreshed and clear about what you have learned. At 5, you'll begin to feel the chair, ground, or couch beneath you. At 4, you can begin to experience the room, the noises outdoors. At 3, you'll begin to hear the sounds within the room, creaking walls or chairs, air conditioning or heat. And at 2, you'll take a deep breath and prepare to be back in the room. And at 1, allow your eyes to flutter open. Good.